So we started with the Hakdama last week, Binagea Hachakas Nezikin. How does it work? When two neighbors, their usage is conflicting one with the other. One person wants to do X, the other person wants to do Y. X and Y don't shtim when they're done in such close proximity. So how do the neighbors resolve this issue? So it's a whole parak in Baba Basra. Parak Layachbar. So we're going to go through some examples in the Mishnah. There's a very sadistic machlokes of Yosi and the Chachamim. So I wanted to start with that Mishnah of the machlokes of Yosi and the Chachamim. And then we're going to go on into all the Mishnahs and hopefully understand a little bit the Gedarim, figure out how we pass can like, and we'll take it from there. Okay. So the first one is Perek Beis Mishnah Yud. Marchikin es ha-Mishra min ha-Yerek. Mishra is a place that you soak flax. You soak flax to soften it. And apparently, it's no good to keep that next to vegetables.
Yeah.
Because the vegetables now, the roots will now take in some of that. Whatever you soaked the flax was to get rid of some of the hard stuff or whatever, some of the extra stuff on the flax. And that is going to soak in the water. It's going to make the water no good. Now water is going to go ahead and get into the roots of the vegetables. So you have to be marchik. You have to move away your mishra if it's next to, if your neighbor has urakis on the other side. Vesakrishin. Karti is leeks, some sort of vegetables. Mina b'tzalim from onions. Again, if he has onions, he has an onion patch. You cannot put your leeks near his because it's mazikim. V'sachardol min ha-dvarim. What's chardol and dvarim? It's a very interesting case. So the mustard seeds, and I have mustard seeds next to his bees. Now the problem is his bees are going to fly around, and they're going to fly over into my field. They're going to eat some mustard, and then their honey is going to get sour now. So I'm being mazik his dvarim. Not that the dvarim are being mazik the chardol. That's not the Mishnah saying. It's the chardol. The chardol is going to ruin the honey of the bees. So what does the Tanakhama hold? Let's touch it up. Al hamazik laharchik is atzmoy. The mazik has to be marchik. You're causing, you're, what you're putting down is going to damage your neighbor on the other side. You have to be marchik. All of a sudden comes Rabbi Yosi matir b'chardol. Rabbi Yosi is matir b'chardol. And the Gemara says, andaf yilchesom and beis, the Gemara says Rabbi Yosi is really matir all the cases of the Mishnah. Like the Rav brings that down. Rabbi Yosi is matir all the cases of the Mishnah.
Why is he chiming up now then?
He's talking about chardol for a specific reason. Then if you look at the Rav, the Bartanura, Rabbi Yosi Marta Bechardel, says the Bartanura, Shiachol loy maloy, acha ta'im reli harchek. You're telling me move my mustard, min dvoirai from your bees? Harchek dvoirecha mechardel, you move your bees, you don't like it, leave. Mipnei, Shaboy svoichos parche chardelai, v'halacha ke Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara tells us in Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, that the shita of Rabbi Yosi is al hanizik laharchik es atzmoy. That the nizik is the one that has to move, the guy that's getting damaged. So we spoke out last week, pshat in the machlokes. How could that be? Nizik laharchik es atzmoy. But every other mazik, it's not that way. If you have a shor mud, you have a crazy shor. So tell everybody, you don't like it, so get out of the way. That's not my problem. You can't do that. You have to guard your shor. So why all of a sudden over here, look, I have these things. I have vegetables. I have a pish, this flax soaking area. And I'm being mazik you. So all of a sudden now I could say, you leave. I could say, you don't like it, leave. What type of svar is that? What do you mean?
Who was first?
What? That could be, but I don't. Not necessarily. It doesn't necessarily depend on who's first. That's the thing. So it's very shver. So we spoke out last week from a Baruch Bar, who says from Reb Chaim, and it's also a Mavor and a lot of other places, that more or less they all say the same idea. That over here, it's not the classic mazik. The classic mazik is when I have an ash or I have a shor, I have something which is leaving my rishus, going into the other person just to damage him there. So you got to watch your stuff. You can't let your stuff go loose all over the place. Over here, it's not that way. Over here, I'm doing whatever I'm doing in my property. Happens to be that my shimush in my property is mazik you. So since what I'm doing is in my property, I'm not chayvat the mazik of Baba Kama, as the Achronim say. The mazik of Baba Kama is the regular mazik. I'm not chayv al tzedek. I'm keeping it in my rishus. It happens to me, there's a new problem. The problem is that my shimush that I'm doing in my property conflicts with your shimush. And so it's more like, let's just make it a very, it's more like zoning laws over here. The shaila is, you can't have these two things next to each other. So who's got to move? Do you say that, look, like either what Yossi said, whoever comes first, everyone else figure it out after. Or do you say, no, there's rules. So what's the rules? One way to look at it is like, look, you could, as long as you're minding your own business and your property, that's fine. But if what you're doing in your property affects your surrounding neighbors, you got to take that into account and move. Or do you say, no, if you're not actively doing anything out of your property, what you're doing is in your property. But it happens to be that has ripple effects on the other guy's property. You're allowed to do it. The other guy doesn't like it. Let him figure out it's on his own. So that's Rabbi Yossi's Shita. Rabbi Yossi says that when it comes to Nizke Shcheinim, ala Nizik laharchik is after, not on the Mazik. Because the Mazik is not doing anything wrong. Okay? The Mazik is allowed to put his thing there. And then the Nizik is going to have to figure it out afterwards. The Nizik means the person being damaged. Okay? So he's going to have to figure that out later. That's Rabbi Yossi's Shita. Rabbi Yossi says it again in the next Mishnah. It says, "Marchikin sa'ilan min habar esrim chamish amah." You got to move a tree from a bar 25 amas because these trees have big roots, and the roots will go in and bang out and make holes in the other guy's bar. It's going to leak. So it's going to damage his bar, his wall from his bar, etc. In a good way. Underlined, Rabbi Yossi Amir, "Afa pisha bar koydem la'ilan." Even if the bar is there first, lo yakutz, you have no taina. The Rabbi Yossi says the guy is allowed to plant a tree. Why? I'm doing what I want on my property. You do what you want on your property. You don't like it? Figure it out. All right? So this is Rabbi Yossi's Shita. It's an unbelievable Shita, really, if you think about it. So now, we're going to have to see for Rabbi Yossi, what does he say? Does he argue in every case? I mean, that's going to be the big shiloh.
What's the difference between the fire going into some of the property and the roots growing into the property?
As effect the Ramban. Very good. This is Ramban's kasha. The Ramban, you learned Baba Basra before? Liachva? So, you remember what Shiva said on this? So, we learned in the same Yeshiva. So, the Ramban asked that kasha, we spoke it out last week, that the Ramban says that, why is it not Eish? So the Ramban says, because by Eish, whatever you put here is Mazakim in the end. The Eish that you put here moved. So what you put here is Mazakim in the end. By the roots of the tree, when I put down the tree, there were no roots. So the roots are Noilad. So that's not Mesiachis to me at all. So it's not considered that I put down the roots at all. So Mela, it's not an Eish.
That's the small branch got bigger. That's not
Eish. Pashas, that, no, it's a new
that
thing.
Sounds like that's the exact chilik why you can't compare it to Baba Basra. Because exactly. There's something that's Noilad, even though you could
right, exactly.
Look at it, that it is going.
Right. But that's the chilik. The chilik is that the Eish is moving. It's the mazik itself that I put here is now moving. As opposed to the mazik of the roots is not that way. Let me see if I can read you the Lashon of the Ramban inside. The Ramban says,
"You need a whole shira
on this Ramban." I told you this is three simanim berakas Shmuel about this Ramban, but we're not going to go there right now. So the way he says it is, he says. V'i azli sharoshim umaski lelabar my time apotem lishalim hashoyre huvavle the two bepai. One, it's like it's a shor, and then he says, "It's like a noilad." V'lekalad muye leish shu hoylech umazik. Why isn't it like a ish? Shekivan sheliba se ish ikra shalheves hu shemazik v'hoychal umazik. The shalheves, the flame that I put here, is going. Aval hanoch noiladu. This is Noilad. Even though it's Machmas the Ilan, it's Potter. Okay? That's what he says. Now, so this is a Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Now let's get into the other Mishnayos and then figure out what Rabbi Yossi would say in all those. Now, before we see the Mishnayos, let's go over to the back page, the last page of the printout. There's a Gemara. Let's go to the first Gemara on Chaf Hamid base. Top Gemara. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel Halacha Ki Rabbi Yosi. Halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. So we pasken that the nizik, the guy that damaged G, the guy getting damaged, he's got to figure out his own. He's got to figure it out himself.
He was there first.
Yeah, pashtus. Amar Rav Ashi Ki Avon Beirav Kahana Avam Rinon Moed Rabbi Yosi Begiri Delay. Rabbi Yosi is moed in one case by arrows. When it says arrows. The Rambam says, what does it mean, arrows? Literally, first of all, if I'm standing on my property, I'm shooting arrows. So I'm minding my own business. I'm doing it on my property. So obviously, that's not true, because what you're doing is directly going to the other person's rishus. Okay? So whenever what you're doing is going to directly affect the neighbor, then Rabbi Yosi agrees, you got to watch out. So the case of the Gemara, let's see the case of the Gemara. Papa Yoina. Okay, that was the name. Papa Yoina. Ani. He was poor, and he became rich. I don't know why that's important to the story, but okay. Havabona apadna. And he built himself a palace. Havahanach atzure b'shivivuse. There were people that they would make sesame oil. So the way you make sesame oil is you take sesame seeds, you squeeze out the oil.
Right.
So, have a naidi apadne. Now, his palace that he made for himself, the foundation was getting affected by these guys' sesame mill, because you got to bang, 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 bang. So eventually, all the vibrations are moving away. Are affecting his foundations. Have a naidi apadne. So his apadne sounds like the other guys were first, but still. Also, like made the Ravashi, but he has the right to build whatever he wants on his property. So he built a house. So Amale, Ki Avon Be'er of Kana Avon Rinan, Moide, Rabbi Yosi Begiri Delay. Here, Rabbi Yosi is Moide, that since they're being Mazik, they got to stop and relocate that olive press, whatever, that sesame press. Okay? So in other words, you don't say, well, look, I have a sesame press, you have a house, you don't like it, figure it out. No, but what you're doing is directly being Mazik me. Because you're shooting arrows at me. Every pound you're doing, you're sending vibrations to the ground, and the vibrations to the ground are shaking up my foundation. So that's direct. You don't say that. I'm minding my own business. No, you're not minding your own business. What you're doing is directly sending a mazik into my what?
It happened with the drilling.
The same thing.
That what?
When they drilled,
what they did, whatever it is, Everglades over there. They dig to get like coal.
Yeah, and that sends.
Right, since the guy used to call me at the time, listen, we're digging here, all these houses will get damaged. Like, and then you put the thing in the ground, you could see how much the vibration is.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I hear. So then that's Mamash a good example of Giri, right? So. Rabbi Yosi agrees to Giri. Now that we know that, so we know two things now. We know that Rabbi Yosi argues because of Al Nizik Laharchik. We know the halacha is a Rabbi Yosi, but we know that Rabbi Yosi agrees to Giri Delay. What we have to figure out is what's included in Giri Delay. So let's go to now, back to the second page, which is the first mission in Layachbar.
So they would have to move the
yes, even though they were first. What? Why is it Nagia that he was poor and became rich? Because they were first. Because
that shows that the other
one first. And also, he would not build a house probably next to
meaning he built it in the middle of the bad neighborhood.
You see them, you see this huge house from a dealer.
Who?
There's Klein.
That's a big machlokes. It's enticing the Ramban. It's getting complicated. What?
Some hold everything's Giri Delay.
No.
Or do they hold Alamazik even if it's not Giri Delay?
Right. Alamazik even though it's not Giri Delay. That's Pashtus. That's definitely the Pashtus. And the Nafkamina is, there could be Nafkaminas between, if there according to what happens if you weren't Marchik? Couldn't the Chum maybe your Potter? But if it's Giri, in the case of Biosi holds to be Marchik and you're not Marchik, could we have to pay? In other words, the difference would be what is actually the nezek. Okay, so in the beginning of the parak, lo yachpar adam bar, samuch l'boirei shel chaveirei. You cannot build, let's say there's a pit underground, you can't build a bar next to the other guy's bar. We're going to learn a lot more about this in a couple weeks. V'loy siach, v'loy mar, different types of caves, because the foundation, the wall of the bar, it needs like 3 tefachim of solid ground in order not to leak. And if you're going to start building other stuff down there, it's going to cause the walls to leak. So, v'loy amas amayim, v'loy nivreches ha-koivsim, all these things, by you shoveling there, you're going to cause this wall to leak. Elim ken hirchik mikoyz l'chaver shloish ha-tefachim v'sod besid, you got to make it solid and move away. Another case, marachikin is a gefes, it's a zevel. Gefes is like sediment of an olive press, and it's like acidic. Ves a zevel, and that's manure, ves a melach, and salt, ves a sid, some sort of tar, ves a sloim, mikoyz l'shachaver, shloish ha-tfachim, v'sod besid. Okay, so you got to move away those items from someone else's koisel. The guy has a wall. You got to move away those items through tefachim. Why? Again, because those things are acidic, and they're going to cause the wall to like deteriorate. Marachikin is hazroim v'sa macharesha v'es meraglayim in a koisel shor tefachim. Also, zroim is seeds. Macharesha is a place that you plow because that causes vibration. V'es meraglayim, urine also is acidic, and it's going to cause some sort of chemical reaction to the wall that's going to deteriorate the wall. The way a rechaim is set up is a mill. The bottom is wider than the top. And the question is, you have to be marchik a certain amount. The question is, from which part, from the top or the bottom? Okay, whatever. This is one Mishnah. Okay, now it doesn't say in this Mishnah, is this going like the Tanakama or is this going like Rabbi Yossi? Now we have to know that because the halach is like Rabbi Yossi. So from the fact that it's Stam Mishnah, it doesn't say Rabbi Yossi, you would think maybe it's just the Tanakama, which makes sense. Not Giri, I put a piece of salt here. Why does that do a Giri?
Since we paskin like the...
Maybe paskin like Rabbi Yossi, so it's strange that the Stam Mishnah would be not like La Halacha. Okay, let's keep on going. We'll get to this in a minute. Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Beis is about something else. It's a little more complicated. Mishnah Gimel. Le'yiftach Adam Chanus Shal Nachtoimin Shal Tzaboy in Tachas Oitzer Shal Chaveri. The guy is an oitzer. He has an oitzer means he has a warehouse of grain or wine. So underneath there, I'm not allowed to open a bakery, because in a bakery, it creates heat, and the heat is going to make the stuff up there that he's storing spoil. Okay, v'lei refes bakar, and I can't make a cattle house there because it smells, and the smell is going to be mazik the grains. Be'emes b'yayin itiru avolor efes bakar. So for wine, again, we spoke out last week that Israeli wine apparently was not affected by the smell, but Babylonian wine was, whatever. But the point is, something which is going to be affected by the smell or the heat is upstairs. You're not allowed to put anything downstairs. Again, this is a Stam Mishnah. We got to know, who is this like? Rabbi Yossi the Chacham. Next Mishnah Dalet. Mishaya koisle samach l'koisle chaveri. Okay, we have walls. I have a wall here, you have a wall there. Lo yismoich loy koisel acher elim ken hirchik mina aba amais. Okay, so you see the diagrams on the side. The point is that if one person has a wall, someone else should not put a wall with too close within dalad amis, because he's going to make it weak. No one can pass by. Whatever the reason is. V'achalonis m'malonot m'konekden amis, that's hezekriah. We saw that a week last week. Last mission I want to see is Mishnah Hay. Ma'achikin is asulam min ha-shoivach ha-bahamas. A person has a dove coat, some sort of birds, and I'm going to put my staircase to my second floor near his birds. Now, what's the problem? The problem is an animal can walk up and jump over and eat his birds. So by me putting my staircase there, I'm being mazik his birds. K'desh le'tik b'tzanemiya v'sakoysel min ha-mazcheil ha-bahamas k'desh yezok yifsum, and you have got to move 4 amas for servicing the area. Okay, this is the last Mishnah. Now on this last Mishnah, there's a Gemara, which is Chaf Beis Amud Beis, the last Gemara I printed over here on the back page. And the Gemara over there says the following. The Gemara on this last Mishnah that we just learned, okay, the last Mishnah, the Gemara asks a question. Lema masnisin de la Rabbi Yossi. It would appear that this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi. This last Mishnah with the Sulam, right? Because think about it. According to Rabbi Yossi, how could you say that's Giri? What'd you do? You put a ladder, and then 10 minutes later, after you finish putting the ladder, the raccoon is going to climb up to eat it. So that's for sure, according to Rabbi Yossi, should be Mutter. So the fact that the Mishnah says it's Asar, it would seem as though that the Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yossi. Clear?
Yes.
Is that clear?
Yeah.
That the last Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi. Frekt Rashi and Frekt Tosfos Akasha over here. Why is a Gemara waking up on the last Mishnah that we said to say this mishnah is not going to be easy. What about all the other mishnahs in the parak? What about putting the salt by the wall? What about putting the oven underneath his oitzer? What about putting the sediment, the wall, putting the boar next to his boar? What about
maybe because it takes more time, this is more something that will happen, can happen immediately.
Which?
But, I mean, the last case is something that an animal will jump, can jump right away. All the others, the damage will happen over.
No, so all the more so. So therefore, it's all the more so. If the Gemara is asking on this Mishnah, it's not like a BIC.
Right.
All the more so the other Mishnahs are not like a BIC. So therefore, why did the Gemara wait to the last Mishnah to ask? The Gemara should have said right away, all these Mishnahs are not like a BIC. And this is a very important question because depending on how you answer the question, the whole halacha is going to be different. Right? Because we pass like a BIC. So we now have to figure out how does a BIC fit with all the Mishnahs and the whole parak. So let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "Lema masnisa in the liquor b'yosi, the polig b'seifa de perkin." Rabbi Yosi argues in the end of the parak, which we saw first. B'netei ilan samach labar, v'tuva mili ika b'masnisen devadai lav ker b'yosi. All the mishnayos are not like Rabbi Yosi. Yeah, ella alema avzu de sulam v'shayvach the liquor b'yosi. So according to Rashi, the Gemara is saying, in Echlami, all the Mishnahs are not like Rabbi Yosi. So according to Rashi, we don't paskin like any of the Mishnahs in the parak.
We're just paskin the opposite.
We paskin that if you have a wall, and I want to put a salt mine over here, move your wall. I'm going to put my outhouse here, move it.
Are those a guarantee
line? That's what Rashi's saying.
He's saying it happens to Rashi, not right away.
Rashi's saying it's not like Rabbi Yosi, but maybe those are...
No, Rabbi Yosi agrees by Giri. Rabbi Yosi agrees by Giri. So Rabbi Yosi says, so Rashi is learning that all the Mishnahs in the parak are not like Rabbi Yosi. Okay? Now, that means that Rashi holds is obviously not Giri delay.
Right, it's not happening to
you. Toysviz, the top Tois is there, Lema Tanan Tsnaman Delay Rabbi Yosi. Zak Tois is Pirsha Bin Chanan, I'll be the Kamar Hachat Fei. Why do we ask only here? Lema Delay Rabbi Yosi, Vlok Kamar Mishnahs Delel, and we didn't speak it out on the other Mishnahs. Mashma Delakulu Osi Rabbi Yosi. Vavakulu Giri delay. Why? Because right away it happens. So let's explain now. So, this is, I'm going to hold on. There's a machlaikis between Rabbi Yosi and the Tanakama. There's a machlaikis between Rashi and Tosfos. It comes out there's a machlaikis between Rashi and Tosfos if every case is Giri delay or not. Okay? So what does that tell you? So it comes out like this. Let's take the case of you put salt down here, and that's going to cause the wall to deteriorate eventually. Right? Is that Giri or is that not Giri? Rashi says it's not. Tois says it is. What's the question? So clearly there's a machlekes. The machlekes is like this. Rashi holds, in order for something to be Giri delay, it's only considered Giri if I'm doing the hezek, the damage now. Like the case of the vibrations. I'm damaging you right now. That's Giri. But anything short of that is not Giri. Because I'm not doing anything now. Nothing's happening right now. I'm not being mazikyu at all right now. And therefore it's not Giri. So according to BIC, only in a case, it's literally like arrows. If I'm directly, I'm throwing something into your property. Okay, so I'm literally, you know, damaging you. I'm throwing something into your property. That I can't do. But anything less is mutter. Toisviz holds. No, one second. Tosfos has a very good shmak svar. Says, let's think about it for a minute. What were the two cases that we have sources that Rabbi Yosi said is not Giri? The main one was the tree. I put a tree, the roots coming out is not Giri delay. Says Tosfos is very simple. Because what ends up being mazik? The tree or the roots? The roots. The roots are not here when I planted the tree. That's why it's not Giri delay. But in a case where the thing which will eventually be mazik you is here now, it's just a process, then that's called Giri delay. Because
that's a tree.
The roots are noilad. The roots come later.
But they don't consider the roots part of the tree.
No, the growth of the root comes later. So the mazik, the point of Tosfos is not that the hezek has to be now, that the mazik has to be now. Okay? The mazik has to be now means the thing which will eventually cause the damage, I'm putting down in my property. So let's take the case of the salt. the fact that the salt is in my property, if I leave it there for 10 years, it's going to cause your thing to deteriorate.
Right.
It's a process. The process starts the minute I'm doing it. It's just that you don't see it right away. So, but it's the salt right here is the mazik. Nothing else has to happen except for leaving it there. Mm-hmm. So put even in the chanami, the hezek, the actual damage doesn't happen yet, but what the item which is going to damage you is here now.
But that's the part. The salt has to be absorbed into the ground, has to go through and then hit the
this,
wall.
The salt itself is the mazik. Nothing has to be added. Right. So, for example, this is why I gave the mashal was Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's var. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says that Rabbi Akiva, it says that when he was going to yeshiva, he saw the water. He saw the water and he saw the water hitting the stone, and the stone had a hole in it. So he said, if water can make holes in the stone, Koshkin the Torah can make holes in my heart. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, well, what was the big thing that hit Rabbi Akiva when he saw that? So Rabbi Akiva was learning, but he didn't feel like he was getting into it. He didn't feel like he was changing him. So he sees the stone. He says, every day after first Seder, he's learning, am I good? Am I not good? Like, what's going on? So he says, relax. It doesn't happen one day to the next. You see a change. He says, when the water started hitting the stone, did anything happen? No. Can you pinpoint any point in time the water hit the stone? Oh, yeah, it did it. No. After 1,000 years, all of a sudden there's a hole. So which point, which water made the hole? None. All of them. And none of them did, but they all did together. So he was saying Torah is the same thing. If you keep on doing it, it's eventually going to change you. You don't have to see them point out, I'm doing this for a week and nothing happened yet. Like, come on, you know? It's like, no, it doesn't work that way. But you keep doing it, 10 years later, you'll see you're not the same person. That's what we saw Salanter's Var. So it's the same thing. You put the salt down, right? So you're going to say, well, at 201, the hezek happened? No. But in 5 years, at which point in time, it started now, it started there. It's directly miyad. That's why Rashi's tight. It's the mazik is here because this is the mazik. This mazik, the way it damages, is through a slow process.
And so you take the root and you fall back to the tree.
The whole part of the root is that the root is not a mazik. The tree is not a mazik. The tree creates a root, and the root is the mazik. So therefore, it's not my mice that did it.
It's not Yuri.
This is, you have to go back to the Arabic Kiva. It's not Yuri Delay.
It's not there, is it?
No, the root is in my property.
But the root that it's damaging, that's not.
That comes later. It's not the one, the root that, it's not the root that I put there. More than that, so everything that I did here, this is the Tosis Svar. Whatever I put here, that is the Mazik. That is the mazik. What? Yeah, it's almost
even
like Aish.
Even that we can say that it's not the same fire, you put a mazik over there and it's the same kind of damage.
Right.
So
it's
the same thing by salt and miraglime.
Salt, miraglime, all those things. And a hood in the bakery underneath. Because the bakery, the second you, now, you put heat onto the,
it takes a while.
It takes a while, but the heat is what's mazikin.
Right. It takes time until the heat has it.
In the case of the Tanur, could even Rashi agrees, because maybe that's very direct. But all the cases, according to Tosis, every case in the Mishnah, every case is Giri. Because it's always the I'm putting the mazik. And the mazik takes time, but the mazik is here.
So
what's the only... because the case of the sulam is not the mazik. The sulam, the ladder, just allows that an animal is going to come, and the animal is the mazik.
Right.
So that's not Giri. According to Tosis, even according to Tosis, that's not the Giri. Because what's the mazik is the animal jumping. I didn't put the animal here. Now, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi would agree if when you brought the ladder, there was already a cat on it.
That's Giri Delay.
And then the cat jumps. Yeah. You brought the mazik.
Yeah.
Now, the Gemara says that's called Giri of a Groma. Well, it's complicated. Because even though I brought the mazik, the mazik. Yeah, it's very complicated because it's Giri of a Groma because even though I'm bringing the cat, but the cat is only mazik through a groma. Okay, whatever. That's complicated. But the point is, in Tosis the chiluk is clear. The chiluk is the mazik here or not? In Rashi, the chiluk is, am I being mazik you or not? Okay? So according to Rashi, Giri is much more of a svar of like, you're damaging him. Right? Right? Now, there's a Gemara in Baba Basra. Let's work this out. I didn't work this out yet, actually, so let's do it together. The Gemara in Baba Metzia says that if you have a roof and you have a leak in your roof, you're a second story. You have a leak in your floor. Every time you wash your hands, The water goes through the floor and hits the downstairs guy. Who's got to fix the leak? The top guy or the bottom guy?
The top guy. He's the one that's causing it.
It's his water.
So the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yosi, maybe not, because the nizik has to be marchik. Then the Gemara says, no, maybe not. The nizik, the guy is being damaged. So the Gemara says, maybe this is called the case of giri, because you're pouring it on his head.
Yeah. How is it not a case of giri? I would say.
Okay, so the Gemara says it's giri. My hands, I'm washing it. So the Gemara says there, the Gemara says that even Rabbi Yosi should agree. Rashi says the chilak is if I'm washing right here, here's the leak, and then the downstairs guy is getting damaged, that's giri delay according to everyone. I'm pouring water on his head. But if I'm washing here and the water rolls and eventually gets to the leak, Rashi says that's not called giri delay.
That's a kashan Rabbi Akiva's or
according to Tosfos, I'm not sure. What?
That's a shooting arrow. It takes tunnels.
So it's like the salt. It takes a little longer.
What do you mean?
I shoot an arrow and the wind takes it to the left and then damages someone else.
No, because what? What are you trying to? No, he just has to touch the Gemara somehow. I'm not sure how Tais would touch the Gemara, but according to Rashi, no. Rashi holds that giri is only when it's mamish. You're being mazik directly. If it's a koyach acher. If it's something else involved,
what's the koch acher?
The koch acher is that it's got a roll. On Shabbos,
it's an arrow and the wind blows it.
On Shabbos, if you kick a ball and the ball has to roll to play, it's not koch necessarily. The Gemara says on Shabbos, b'chi agavna, someone asked the shayla lately that they have this type of scenario that it rolls from here to there and eventually gets to the grass.
They took off the thing.
The single koch acher.
So it's not considered necessarily.
They take off the sign that it's in.
No, but it hits. You put it on the side. You wash your hands in the corner, and then it has to roll down to the middle.
Directly onto the water.
Okay, so I'm not passing the chai right now, but I'm saying it could be some mice be a dime. According to Rashi, it's got to be your mice be a dime.
Now, said it's fine. He didn't wash it.
But my question is, but according to Tosfos, it's a little more complicated. Because Tosfos is going to have to explain the Gemara.
If it could occasionally go, it's not happening.
According to Tosfos, I mean, the mazik is the water and the leak, and there's a leak there, and
where did the water come from?
Right, so according to Tosfos, it's a little more complicated. Why that's not called giri? What do you think?
It just doesn't seem reasonable that anybody would bust it the other way.
Because you only see one side.
But I'm trying to see the other side.
It's not clear that it's my floor. It's also his ceiling. And he has a ceiling and it's my floor. There's a leak there. So why is it so posh that the upstairs guy has to fix it?
Because where did the water come from?
I'm allowed to use my bathroom.
Okay.
And you're allowed to live in your living room. Now, our shimushim conflict now because you have a leak in your ceiling. So fix it. What does it do to me?
The only reason I'm going to fix it is because water came through. The only reason water came through is because you're water over your hands.
Your living room, you're sitting in your living room is more important than me using the bathroom?
If the rain is leaking in, the bottom guy would for sure have to fix it. The fact is, he has a leak. Where the water comes from, so that's the bar. If it's direct, so you're not allowed to pour water on his head.
But if it's indirect, so now hold on, I'm not pouring water in your head. My use in the property conflicts with your use in the property. So that's what Biasi says. Biasi says when my use in the property conflicts with your use in the property, you fix it. Not my problem. I'm not allowed to be mazik you, I'm not allowed to go do something. I know if nothing do it first. I didn't say first. I said they conflict. They conflict. The uses conflict. Right. So this is Hilchos Shcheinim. Hilchos Shcheinim says, when my use conflicts with your use, so the guy that's being damaged got to fix his problem. Unless the damager is direct. Yeah. So this is the Gemara saying, Achilah, it's only considered direct if you pour water on his head. If you're using it, and now there's a problem with the piping system somewhere, right, so you fix it. Now,
you know, a waterfall that comes down and off the edge of the rock and now falls onto another rock, the water still came from all the way up there.
That's not
still
the point.
A source.
The point is fakaret. See, you're starting up because I said it's a leak in the other guy's in his floor. Fine, I'll change the language. It's a leak in the other guy's ceiling. Oh, so
from what?
Why should the top guy fix
from
it?
What?
I fix your ceiling?
From what? From the water that came out. I don't care whose ceiling or...
I don't know who caused it. I'm not talking about cause here. The issue is not cause. The issue is now the fact that we're both
water.
It's my water, but it's my use. It's my use in my house.
Rabbi's not concerned with whose water it is unless you're doing it via dime as Giri Delay.
Right.
Anything less than that, it doesn't matter whose water.
Then it reverts back to Shimushim and it's Hilchos Shcheinim. And once it's Hilchos Shcheinim, so that the guy that's a problem, he has a problem, he's got to fix his problem. If it would be Mazik Biyadayim, that he's pouring on him, okay, Mazik Biyadayim is different. Mazik Biyadayim, of course you can't do even in your own property. You can't shoot an arrow into his property. So I'm shooting an arrow by pouring water on his head. According to Tysus also, the Mazik is the water, I guess. The Mazik doesn't go every time, right? According to Tysus.
So if you're Jesse, I could throw a rock at a guy's window, I just have to knock it off a wall.
Well, no, that's a Mazik Biyadayim Mamish. Because you're not. It has to be that you're using your property. It has to be that you're it's Niske Shcheinim, not Stam. You know that you're throwing. Well, but if you what?
If I have a sloped roof and I throw balls on or roll balls down my roof and I land on the guy's car.
That's not
shameless.
That's
hazard.
Like play basketball.
If it
throws balls at my roof,
what are you asking? What are you asking? If it's not Giri Delay, what's for Rabbi Yossi? That's what he says. Maybe that is. I don't know. If you're bouncing it off, maybe it's what?
It rolls down. Why is water not Giri Delay? It's rolling down. It's using the properties. Of gravity,
you don't really know where it's going. Any roofer is going to tell you they can't find the leak. There's that. It takes them a week. It takes them 3 weeks to find the leak, right? I don't know if it's here or there. It could. The fact that there's a leak here means absolutely nothing about this. I'm just saying the fact that there's a leak here means absolutely nothing. It doesn't mean that the leak is here. It could be the hole is there and it bounces 6 times. It doesn't. It's
even
not.
If you know that the leak from here comes from there and you pour it over there, I'm still not sure it's here.
Correct. I'm just saying it means that it's not considered a Mazik Biyadayim. Now, according to Rashi, it's very simple. The reason why, let's just finish up. The reason why, according to Rabbi Yossi, you have to be Machmer when it's Giri Delay, according to Rashi, is very simple. Because the whole Rabbi Yossi is that in Hilchos Shcheinim, when my use conflicts with your use, when Reuven's use conflicts with Shimon's use, and Shimon's getting damaged, he's got to watch himself, move away. Shimon does not have a taina on Reuven that Reuven should stop using his property in any specific way to protect Shimon's use. No, Reuven's allowed to continue using his property, even if it's upsetting and damaging Shimon. If you're Mazik Biyadayim, you're Mazik Biyadayim. Very simple. According to Tysus now is where you have to think about it a little bit. According to Tysus, I'm not really Mazik Biyadayim. I put down salt. Right. It's going to take a long time for maybe in Hilchos Bava Kama, it's considered a groma. It's indirect damage. Just the word is I put down a mazik here. So why is that a svar to say the Rabbi Yossi should agree? So the right, why does Rabbi Yossi agree according to Tosfos? I'm not being mazik Biyadayim, I'm just putting down salt. I'm putting down something which will eventually cause you damage. Right, it's not Ma'aseh Biyadayim, according to Tosfos. So the answer is going back to the Ikar Svara of the whole Hilchos Shcheinim over here. The way we explain the Hilchos Shcheinim is that whose claim, whose use takes precedence? Does Reuven, let's call Reuven the guy with the wall, and Shimon the guy with the salt. So normally, Reuven's wall, Shimon's use in the property, even though he's being mazik, takes precedence because Shimon's zenot choifer b'soy shalom, zenot tevah shalom. Shimon's allowed to do whatever he wants in his property, and the nizik can't tell Shimon that what you're doing is an invalid use. Move away. He can't say that. But according to Tosfos, that's all. If I'm just doing a pyrav thing, That is a ripple effect. But if what I'm doing is, when I'm putting down a mazik, I'm glad you're putting down a mazik, so that's not considered a valid shimush anymore. It's not considered anymore a valid shimush to say, oh, I can do whatever I want. You can't do whatever you want if you're putting down a bomb that's going to blow off in 10 years. It's not considered a valid shimush. It's going to have direct effect on me eventually. It's a mazik. The only time Rabbi Yossi is going to say it, according to Tosis, is when what I'm doing is a valid shimush because there's no mazik now. The outgrowth of my roots, that you could, you that the neighbor has no right to tell, Reuven has no right to tell Shimon, move. No, the trees, you have no right to plant a tree. You can't take away his right to plant a tree based on a ripple effect. But Reuven could tell Shimon, don't put down a mazik. If it's a mazik, even if it will take time. So it comes out, lahalacha, we'll see in Shulchan Aruch, more or less we go like Tosfos. So it's going to come out that even though we hold like a b'yosi, and we hold that we only, that the nizik has to usually move, and the mazik only has to move by giri delay, but it comes out most cases are giri delay, because most cases it's the mazik itself which you're putting down. You're putting down the mazik itself, and since you're putting the mazik itself, that's going to be a problem, even according to Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so we'll see next week a couple more examples of mice on this.
That's a way to pass it like the Rabbanim and